Hello and welcome. You are listening to It's All About the Docs. I'm Max Otkowski, and as with me as always is my mother co-host, Susan Otkowski. Mom, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Great. Mom, you run something called Homeward Bound Connecticut,
yes.
A rescue advocacy group.
Correct. So our main focus and goal is to help rescues and shelters find homes for their dogs.
That's great. So with this podcast, we're going to talk about the events that you guys are hosting, as well as all of the little steps in between when someone takes a dog home and they finally have a new addition to their family. It's a great cause. I've obviously helped you with several events, but we need to talk more about what else you guys do besides adoption events.
Great. So one thing we do, obviously, is we promote dogs on our Facebook page. For local rescues in Connecticut and also other rescues we work with out of state. We also have a Spay It Forward program, which is basically just for our Connecticut dogs. And what we do is we raise funds and we help fund spaying and neutering of our Connecticut shelter dogs before they're adopted.
That's excellent. And what about the Chester Dog Fair? Can you tell me about that?
Oh, that's awesome. That's our big, huge fundraiser. That's in September, and that's a two-day event at the Chester Fairgrounds. We have that with multiple activities for you to come, bring your dog, your whole family. And we have trainers and dog food people and demonstrations. We had a sheep herding demonstration last year. We also have a local beer and wine tent and food trucks and just so many different things. It's amazing. We had over 60 vendors last year.
That sounds like a great time. Do you see any of the dogs that you've helped adopt out at that event?
We do. And that's a lot of fun, is when somebody comes and brings a dog that we've now seen totally relaxed and having fun and doing the best that they can possibly be, which is a lot of what Homeward Bound does. Is we don't want to just give you, you know, have dogs go home and never find out about them. We want to continue to help you let your dog thrive and you to thrive with your dog.
Great. That sounds like an awesome event. I know I've already volunteered for it, but if I was a new listener, for instance, how would I volunteer for that event or an adoption event or any of the events that you guys host?
Great question. So you can go to our website, homewardboundct.org. And we have a volunteer page, so you can go to that page and you can fill out the form. That way we'll contact you as we have events. You can sign up for whatever event you want. You don't have to sign up for everything. For our adoption events, we do require orientation to go through because you are handling dogs directly. But for the dog fair and our Spay It Forward program and a bunch of other stuff that we have for fundraisers, you don't necessarily have to go through orientation. So you can sign up for as much or for as little as you want.
Great. So all I need to do is go to homewardboundct.org and I can sign up as a volunteer there.
Correct. You can sign up for a volunteer there. You can fill out an application to adopt a dog. And you can check out our Spay It Forward event and our fundraiser.
Excellent. And last question about volunteering. Is there a minimum age requirement? Because I have a kid cousin who loves dogs. Not sure if she could actually handle a dog.
So it all depends on the event. For our adoption events, we do have a 16-year cap to be able to handle dogs. So if you're under the age of 16, you can come, but your parent would need to come also with you. And you would need to be able to understand that you won't be handling dogs if you're under the age of 16.
Okay, great. So again, homewardboundct.org is the place to go for signing up for volunteering or starting an adoption application.
Exactly. So all of our information is on our website. So we want people to be able to go to that one place and find out what adoption events are coming, what upcoming events are happening, how to apply for a dog, how to volunteer. And as our adoption events get closer, we actually have a page dedicated to that specific adoption event and what dogs are coming. So you can find out what that information also.
Great. I'm also really excited to use future episodes of this podcast to help talk to people about what adoption really means, what it's like to have a rescue. Obviously, we have our own co-host here, Copper, who's our rescue dog. He's an adorable guy. I love him. So the Chester Dog Fair doesn't come till later in the year, obviously. What is the next event for you guys?
So the next event we have coming up is our Spay It Forward fundraiser. So it's an event that we've been very, very lucky to have Matt and Tracy Carroll from the Blue Hound Tap Room. They sponsor it for us and they give us the location. You come, you pay $25, you get a free cocktail and hot hors d'oeuvres throughout the event from 12 to 3. It's actually Sunday, March 8th. And we also have a silent auction there. And so all of the funds that are raised at this event go specifically into a separate account. And that it, those funds are strictly used for veterinary bills for spaying and neutering our Connecticut shelter dogs.
That's excellent. So we can help in-state rescues and shelters by just going and having a couple drinks at the Blue Hound Tap Room?
Exactly, and bidding on our silent auction items, which would be great. And we also will have our silent auction live online. So if you can't come, you can actually still bid, and you can still have the option of getting an item. We have some really great stuff coming up. We have we just secured a week stay at Smuggler's Notch in July. We've got tickets for the dinner train in Essex, for the Ivyton Playhouse, for gift certificates for local restaurants, and all kinds of fun stuff going on that are going to be available. And we will be posting those live online on our website. And we will also have them available, obviously, at the event. So you can bid there or online.
That's great. That sounds like a great array of prizes. I'm really excited about that. So you said March 8th. From noon to 3 o'clock in the afternoon at the Blue Hound Tap Room.
Correct, in Ivyton, Connecticut.
Great, awesome. And what's the event after that?
So the next event after that, we actually have Photos with the Easter Bunny, which seems to be a pretty standard thing. We have it at the Pet Value in Guilford, Connecticut. They will. We have people who come every year, and we have people who come in full Easter bonnets and Easter dresses, and it's amazing. It's a lot of fun, but it's a neat way to get your photos with your dog and with the Easter Bunny, because you can't really get that done much at many places. So that is at Pet Value in Guilford, and I can't quite remember the exact date, but it's in March, and it is on our website.
Great. So as that date comes closer, as Easter comes closer, I will check homewardboundct.org.
Correct. Or you can check our Facebook page, Homeward Bound CT, which also lists all of our upcoming events.
Great. Excellent. Well, this was a wonderful introduction to Homeward Bound Connecticut, what you guys do, what events you guys host, how to get in contact, how to get started with the organization as a whole. In the future, I know we're going to talk about what it really means to adopt a dog, what sort of things you could expect as being a volunteer for any of our events. And I hope we can also start talking about stuff out of state. You know, there might be some listeners that aren't within Connecticut or near Connecticut to get a dog through us or through one of our friends. So I'm really excited about those opportunities. Again, if you have any questions about anything we talked about here or have any future questions about what we might be talking about on this podcast, try homewardboundct.org or the Facebook page homewardboundct.
That'll do us this time for It's All About the Dogs. If you want to see us, come visit us at the Blue Hound Tap Room March 8th for the Spay It Forward event. Get some drinks, do some silent auctions. It'll be a good old time. I've been Max Atkowski.
Sue Hakowski.
Thanks for listening.